Father, speak to us through your word.
天父啊，请向我们说话。
Allow our lives to continually please you.
让我们在你里面仍然生活得到平安。
That we may bring you glory.
我们来荣耀你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Please be seated.
请大家坐下。
The theme for our school year is Molding Kingdom Disciples.
这个学年我们的主题是塑造神国门徒。
And as the disciples of Jesus Christ, we need to strive to be like Him.
作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们要努力效法他。
And Scripture commands us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, whoever claims to live in Him must walk as Jesus did.
约翰前书二章六节说，人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
And I think one of the best description of the life of Jesus Christ is found in John chapter 8 verse 29, which says, Jesus said, the one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him.
约翰福音八章二十九节说，那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。这是描述耶稣基督的生活方式的最好的写照。
And so this morning I'd like to share with you on the topic pleasing God in trying times.
今天早上我和大家分享信息的题目是在试验中讨神的喜悦。
And I'd like to submit to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 1 to 13 that we, like the Israel, are often disobedient and so we fail to please God.
今天我想和大家分享的信息就是来自这个哥林多前书第十章一到十三节。我们呢，就像神的选民以色列人一样，时常的对神不顺服，对他不忠心，所以就不能讨神的喜悦。
As Paul dealt with the issue of food sacrifice to idols from 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1 to 11 verse 1,
哥林多前书第八章一节到第十一章一节，主要保罗谈到了祭偶像之物的这件事儿。
He warns believers of the danger of not pleasing God in trying times.
他向这些基督徒说，基督徒也有可能在试验中不讨神的喜悦，有这样的危险。
And in verses 1 to 4, he talks about the idea that Israel and for us as well, we share common spiritual realities. And then from verses 6 through 10, he talks about the spiritual challenges.That we face as the people of God.
十章第一节到第六节谈到了我们和以色列人一样，我们有和他们一样的属灵经历和属灵的现状。第六章到第十三节，第六节到十三节谈到了我们也经历着像以色列神的选民一样的属灵挑战。
Many times we see the manifestation of the goodness of God in our lives.
很多时候在我们的生活中，我们会看到神对我们的良善。
In the same way that Israel experienced the goodness of God.
同样的，以色列人也经历神的良善。
Verse 1 tells us that we see the comforting presence and protection of God in the lives of the Israelites.
我们看到以色列人经历了神的保护和神的安慰。
We read in verse 1, our forefathers were all under the cloud.
我们看第一节说，弟兄们，我们不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下。
Now he was talking about the situation where Moses had led Israel out of Egypt into the wilderness.
这里所谈到的情况就是摩西带着以色列人进入旷野所经历的神的恩典。
And the cloud is a visible manifestation of the presence of God in their midst.
云是可看见的，这代表着上帝与他们同在。
In fact, the cloud also represent the protection that God gave His people.
这个云呢，也表示上帝对他选民的保护。
For we read in Exodus 14, verses 19 and 20, it says, Then the angel of God who had been traveling in front of Israel's army withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them. Coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel, throughout the night the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side, so neither went near all the other all night long.
出埃及记十四章十九节到二十节说，在以色列营前行走的使者转到他们后边去，云柱也从他们前边转到他们后边立住。在埃及营和以色列中间有云柱，一边黑暗一边发光，整个晚上两下不得亲近，不得相近。
When the Israelites were fleeing Egypt, they came to the Red Sea.
当以色列从埃及逃出来之后，他们来到了红海。
However, Pharaoh has a change of heart, and so he sent his army to go after the Israelites.
但是法老又转了心意，又改变了心意，所以他们又开始追以色列人。
Now, the Israelites face a great dilemma.
所以以色列人面临着一个进退两难的状况。
In front of them is the Red Sea, which nobody could swim across.
在他们前面是红海，没有人能游过去的。
And behind them is the great army of Pharaoh.
在后面是法老的大量的追兵。
And besides them are high mountains.
在他们的两侧是高高的山脉。
How are they going to escape the armies of Pharaoh?
他们怎么能逃脱法老的追兵呢？
But we see that the presence of God is manifested through the cloud.
但是我们看到上帝对他们的恩典就在云中，就通过云来显现。
And at the same time, the cloud is a protection for them.
这个云呢，云柱就是对他们的保护。
We read from Psalm 105, verse 39, He spread out a cloud as a covering and a fire to give light at night.
诗篇105篇39节说，他铺张云彩当遮盖，夜间使火光照。
During their wilderness wandering,
在旷野里的行程当中，
The presence of the cloud brings protection from the heat of the sun.
云柱呢，同时也保护以色列人不受强烈的阳光的照射。
And when we come to think of our own lives, we see many times the presence of God in our midst. When we think, 在我们当中，
我们在我们的生活中也看到上帝对我们这样的保护。
And many times God has protected us in one way or the other.
很多时候我们看神通过各种各样的方式来保护我们。
For some of you, you have gone through certain sickness.
有些同学生了病。
For some of you, you have been traveling and you have a brush with death.
有些同学可能有到外面去旅行。
But the mere fact that you are present in this room today,is a testimony of God's protection in your life.
但是今天大家还坐到这里，就说明上帝对我们有恩典的保护。
We also see the great power of God.
我们也看到上帝的大能。
As we read in verse 1, and all passed through the sea.
我们看到第一章说，所有的人都过了红海。
We are very familiar with that story.
我们对这个故事都很熟悉。
How Israel crossed the Red Sea as dry land.
以色列人是怎样过红海，就像过干地一样。
Now there was one time a young boy who was reading this passage.
当一个小男孩读这节经文的时
候。And as he came across this passage where he read about Israel crossing the Red Sea,he was jumping with joy.
当他读到以色列人穿过红海的时候，他高兴地跳了起来。
And so the classmates that are surrounding him were wondering what is going on with him.
他的同学，坐在他周围的同学呢，奇怪到底是怎么了。
And so they asked him, why are you jumping with joy?
所以就问他，你为什么高兴地跳了起来呢？
And he was so delighted and he told them, because the Bible tells us that Israel crossed the Red Sea on dry land.
他就告诉这些同学说，因为圣经上告诉我们，以色列人通过红海的时候，就像过干地一样。
And these classmates were laughing at him, scorning at him. He says, that ancient text is unreliable.
他的同学就笑话他说，这个是古时候的这种文章，是不可相信的。
Expert tells us that they crossed the Red Sea, which was only knee deep. Red Sea.Another name, not the Red Sea, but the Red Sea, anyway, just cross the sea on water that is only knee high.
他们说这个红海其实也只不过就像膝盖那么高而已。
And the boy couldn't answer back.
那这个男孩也没什么能回答。
But he continued to read on.
他继续读圣经。
And in a while,He was starting to jump with joy again.
然后他又高兴地跳了起来。
And all these classmates were wondering what is the cause of his joy.
所有的同学又很奇怪他为什么又高兴地跳了起来。
And so they asked him, why are you jumping with joy this time?
所以他们就问这次你又为什么高兴地跳起来了。
And the boy says, well, you see how God made a miracle.
他说我看到了圣经上描述神是怎样创造奇迹的。
And they were telling him, there is no such thing as miracle.
他们又跟他说根本就没有奇迹。
Science have all the explanation.
科学给了各种各样的解释。
But what is this miracle all about?
但没有科学可以解释这样的奇迹。
So what is this miracle all about that you are jumping with joy?
所以你就是为这些奇迹而高兴地跳起来吗？
Well, you see, God drowned the Egyptian armies with knee-deep water.
怎么可能？上帝就是用红海刚过期的水让这些埃及追兵都淹死呢？
Whether you believe the one or the other, it's still the great power of God at work.
但是无论你相信这样的这个故事或者那个故事，这都是上帝的大能。
Sometimes things happen in our lives.
有时候同样的事情也发生在我们的生活当
中。And we would say this is just coincidental.
我们有时候想，这只不过出于偶然罢了。
We hardly acknowledge the power of God working in our lives.
我们很难认识到上帝在我们的生活中
向我们施展的大能。And yet that is a manifestation of God's goodness.
你能看到上帝在我们生活中对我们的好吗？
So Exodus 14:31 tells us when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, they feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in his servant Moses.
出埃及记14:31说，以色列人看见耶和华向埃及人所行的大事，就敬畏耶和华，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
We see another manifestation of God's goodness, and it is in his watchful care and guidance in verse 2.
我们又看到上帝一个良善的表现，就是他对在第二节当中，他对以色列人的带领和带领。
We read, they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
以色列人都在云里、海里受洗，归了摩西。
And finally, we read of the miraculous and steady provision that God gave the people in verses 3 and 4.
接着我们读到了上帝给以色列人奇迹般的那种供应。
God took care of them for 40 years through the leadership of Moses.
在摩西的领导下，上帝供应以色列人40年。
God guided them in the wilderness where there is no guide at all.
上帝在旷野中带领以色列人40年。
And God miraculously provided for their daily need.
上帝给他们每一天神奇的供应。
We read in verses 3 and 4 that they all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. They drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ.
第三节、第四节，我们看到他们喝一样的灵水，吃一样的灵食，而且那个水就是来自耶稣基督。那么，来自磐石，那个磐石的意思就是耶稣基督与他们同在。
You have to understand the great miraculous provision of God.
你们必须要明白上帝每一天给你们奇妙的供应。
Just to provide for around 2 million people for a single meal. It's a very enormous task to do.
想一想，给几百万人供应一餐的话，也是一个神迹奇事呢。
But God provided them for 40 long years.
想一想，上帝给这些所有的人供应四十年之久。
And I believe that God has provided for each and every one of us in His own way.
我想，上帝用他自己的方式来供应我们每一个人。
If I were to think back about how I get to this day, I really thank God for His provision.
如果我们回想一下我们以前和神的经历，我们要感恩神对我们每一次的供应。
I never even dreamed of going to the States.
我呢，回想过去，我甚至从来没有想过我会去美国。
And live there for a long period of time.
而且在那里生活很久。
But God provided.
但是上帝供应了我。
Now the great difference in this passage, we see five times all of them experience the goodness of God.
在这里我们发现，他们经历了很多神的恩典。
Everyone.
每一个人都经历神的恩典。
Five times Moses says all.The Israelites experienced this.
在这里，摩西五次强调，以色列人每一个人都经历了这样的恩典。
However, in verse 5, we read sadly that God was displeased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert.
但是我们发现第五节就提到了一个很大的讽刺，就是上帝，在他们中间多半是神所不喜欢的人。
Everyone experienced the goodness of God.
每一个人都经历神的恩典。
And I believe that includes you and I.
我相信这包括你和我。
However, we see that the Israelites, for most of them, God was not pleased with them.
但是我们看到以色列人中大多数的人，上帝是不喜悦的。
Now this is not about Israel alone.
这不光是说以色列人。
For Paul wrote, now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall.
所以下面保罗就说，这些事都是我们的借鉴，叫我们不要贪恋这些恶事，像他们那样贪恋的。十一节也说，他们遭遇这些事都是要做借鉴的，并且写在经上，正是借鉴我们这些来世的人。
And verses 7 to 10, Paul tells us how the Israelites displeased God.
第七节到第十节，保罗说明了为什么以色列人不讨神的喜悦。
And in the same way, we face similar challenges in our lives today.
同样在我们今天的生活中，我们也面临同样的挑战。
These are the areas that we may displease the Lord in our lives.
在这些领域内，我们需要极力去做讨神的喜悦。
There are at least four that Paul mentioned. First, in verse 7, he says, We live in a pluralistic world where idolatry is rampant.
在这里谈到了四点，他们不讨神喜悦的四个原因。第一个原因就是在第七节。
And we may, just like the Israelites, fall into idolatrous practice.
不要拜偶像，我们是不是也像以色列人一样拜偶像呢？
We may not have an outward appearance of an idol, but in our hearts we may have our idols.Idols of our own.
我们可能不是在外面有那种外面形式的偶像，是在我们心里的偶像，我们以自己为偶像。
We live in this world where any beliefs has to be tolerated.
我们住在这个世界里，很多观念和信念都已经被污染。
Your faith is as real as mine.
我们也开始就是对我们的信有那个就是。妥协。
I don't criticize your belief. You shouldn't criticize mine.
我不是 就是批评你的信仰，我希望你批评我的信仰。
As they say, all roads lead to Rome. 所有的道路通罗马。
啊，有一句谚语说，条条大路通罗马。
Everyone will end up in heaven somehow.
最后大家都会进天国的。
And so this is the challenge that we face in this world.
就是说今天我们对信仰的真实性有妥协，大家觉得都可以进天国，不管什么样的方式，这是正是现在现今世界一个出现的很大的问题。
And we might fall into that trap and fall into idolatry.
如果我们信从这种信念的话，我们就是在拜偶像。
The Israelites also face a promiscuous society.
以色列人也行淫，就像在这个世界上一样。
And as a result, they fell into sexual immorality.
他们随从那个世界行淫。
Now I don't have the time to go through the passages that Paul is alluding to in the Pentateuch, especially in Numbers.
我想提一下在民数记当中保罗当中摩西所说的关于行淫的事情。
But the reason that the Israelites fell into sexual immorality is because they see this being practiced around the surrounding nations.
以色列人之所以行淫，是因为他们效法他们周围的人群。
Balaam was unable to curse the Israelites.
巴兰不能够咒诅以色列。
But he was able to use the Moabite women to seduce the men of Israel to fall into sexual immorality.
但是他利用外邦女人来勾引以色列人，让他们犯奸淫罪。
We live in this society where sexual immorality is being condoned.
我们现在就生活在这样一个社会里头。
We live in a sexual revolution world.
我们现在生活在一个世界里，这个世界就是性的革命。
Anywhere you turn your head, there is something that would tempt you.
你看看周围，到处充满了引诱。
People now condone same-sex marriage.
现在人们甚至同意同性恋婚姻。
Or to live in.Without going through a wedding,
甚至同意婚前性行为。
This is so acceptable in our society today.
在这个社会，这是都是可以接受的。
And we may fall into sexual immorality as well.
所以我们也有可能陷入到那种性淫当中。
Reason that God was displeased with them is that they were testing God whenever they face.Painful situation.
第三点原因就是他们在经历痛苦的时候经常试探神。
Now I understand that living in the wilderness is not a comfortable place to be.
住在旷野肯定是不舒服的。
And many times they were so inconvenient in their living.
很多时候生活是不方便的。
And so they tested God time and time again.
所以他们左一次右一次的试探神。
They would doubt the goodness of God.
他们怀疑神的良善。
And as a result, they displease God.
结果他们就不讨神的喜悦。
I don't know about the life that you are going through.
我不知道大家现在正在过着什么样的生活。
But I'm sure that it's not a bed of roses. Especially living in BSOP,
特别是在 BSOP,
I'm sure you're not going through a smooth life.
我想一定也不会很舒服吧。
There are many pain-filled situations.
会有许多痛苦的状况。
You may have to deal with relationships.
你很可能需要重新建立关系。
You have to deal with the pressures of life.
你必须解决压力的问题。
Of studies.
你要面临学习。
And these are painful.
这些都是挺痛苦的。
But do you test God by doubting His goodness in your life?
但是千万不要怀疑上帝的良善，来试探他，来试炼他。
And finally, in a prosperous setting, it's so easy for us to grumble.
第四点就是在舒服的生活中，我们也容易发怨言。
Now, Paul went on to talk about idolatry.
保罗谈到偶像的问题。
But I want to dwell on the last one.
但是我想重点谈一下最后这一点。
And that is grumbling.
那就是发怨言。
We live in a materialistic world.
我们住在一个重视物质世界的
社会。A prosperous world.
这个社会物质丰富。
And many times it's easy for us to grumble.
许多时候我们很容易发怨言。
Now Webster says, to grumble is to complain in a surly manner, to mutter discontently, or to mumble in discontent.
Webster 字典是这样解释发怨言的，就是说你对现状不满意而抱怨。
And just like the Israel, there are areas that we grumble about.
就像以色列人一样，在许多方面我们也发怨言。
And I like to use the three areas of the Israelites as they grumble against Moses and against God time and time again. And I'm sure that it's a similar situation for us.
我想谈两点，以色列人不断地抱怨摩西和上帝。
First of all, we grumble about the provision of God.
我们也在这两点方面，经常抱怨上帝。第一点，我们是抱怨上帝的供应。
When Israel was in the wilderness, they were complaining about the food that they had.
以色列人在旷野的时候，他们抱怨食物。
And so they said to Moses, if only we had meat to eat, we remember the fish we ate in Egypt. At no cost, we don't have to pay food for the food. All the cucumbers, melon licks, all the spices we had, we lost our appetite here in the wilderness and never see anything but Mana.
以色列人抱怨食物的时候说，在这儿我们吃的食物总是单一的。当时我们在埃及的时候吃得很好，我们吃芹菜、吃肉，什么都有。
They forgot that they were in Egypt as slaves.
他们忘记了他们在埃及的时候是做奴隶的。
The only thing they remember is the meat, the fish, and all the spices that they had.
他们只是想到他们那时候在埃及又吃肉又吃辣椒的。
Well,I can't blame them if every day they only had manna. They only had manna for their daily meal.
他们在旷野里每一天都吃玛纳。
If the kitchen would serve you manto every day for the rest of your life here at BSOP, I'm sure you will also grumble.
我想要是 BSOP 从今以后一直每一餐都供应玛纳的话，我相信大家
不是玛纳，
馒
头啊，也不是 monumental 啊。We complain.
我们发怨言。
Many times when there is something that is not to our liking.
很多时候，当我们遇到困境的时候，我们都要发怨言。
It's a good thing that FB doesn't have a dislike. Never mind, just for the locals. The second area that we grumble about is God's plan and purpose.
第二点我们抱怨神的就是上帝的计划和旨意。
At that time, God told Moses to call the people and send out 12 spies into the land of Canaan.
那个时候神让摩西招这些以色列人从埃及出来，一直到迦南地。
The plan of God was for them to possess the land that God is going to give them.
这个神的计划呢，是要把他们带到应许之地。
By the virtue of his covenant with their forefather Abraham.
这个计划是和以色列的祖先定的那个条约，定的那个约。
But we read in chapter 14, verses 2-4, the people says, if only we had died in Egypt or in this desert, why is the Lord bringing us up to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? And they said to each other, we should choose a leader and go back to Egypt.
他们向上帝发怨言是说，我们宁愿选一个领袖要回到埃及，我们到旷野不是受死吗？上帝难道是要我们死吗？我们宁愿回埃及去。
We may not understand the whole plan of God for our own life.
我们可能不会明白上帝对我们人生中的全部的计划。
Why did God bring me to BSOP?
当上帝把我带到 BSOP,
or why did God bring me to this certain church to serve Him?
为什么上帝带我到那个教会去服侍呢？
And many times we complain about the plan and the purpose of God.
许多时候我们对上帝的计划和旨意都发怨言。
We want to do it our own way.
我们只是想通过我们自己的
方式来做事。We have our own plans.
我们有自己的计划。
And we think we can plan.We can make a better plan.
我们认为我们自己能够计划，而且能够做更好的计划。
The third area that we complain about is the positioning that God has for certain leaders.
第三点我们经常抱怨的就是上帝指派他自己的领袖，我们对他指派的领袖有怨言。
We read in Numbers chapter 16 where Korah and, about 250 leaders who came up to Moses and Aaron and complained against them.
还记得在民数记里头，然后有250个以色列领袖聚集到摩西和亚伦那里，对他发怨言，挑战他。
They said, "You have gone too far. The whole community is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is with them. Why then do you set yourselves above the Lord's assembly?"
他们对摩西说。以色列每一个人都是神圣的，为什么你们就居首位，然后带领以色列人呢？凭什么呢？
We are all holy.
我们都是神圣的。
Why would he be the president of the student council?
为什么他就是学生会主席呢？
Why would he be the leader of the group?
为什么他就是这个小组的领导呢？
Now Moses said to them, "Now listen, you Levites, isn't it enough for you that the God of Israel has separated you from the rest of the Israelite community and brought you near himself to do the work at the Lord's tabernacle and to stand before the community and minister to them? He has brought you and all your fellow Levites near himself, but now you are trying to get the priesthood too.It is against the Lord that you and your followers have banded together. Who is Aaron that you should grumble against him?
所以摩西就对他们说，利未的子孙呐，你们听我说，以色列的神从以色列会众中将你们分别出来，使你们亲近他，办耶和华帐幕的事，并站在会众前替他当差，替他们当差。耶和华又使你和你们的一切弟兄，利未的子孙一同亲近他，这岂为小事？你们还要求祭司的职任吗？你和你一党的人聚集是要攻击耶和华，亚伦算什么？你们竟向他发怨言呢？
Do you grumble when others overlook your gifting?
当有人忽略你的才华的时候，你是不是会发怨言啊？
Do you pick on the flaws of leaders in order to make yourself look good?
你会不会挑那些领袖的毛病，让你显起来不错呢？
Do you murmur and grumble because others are getting the attention?
当别人获得大家的注视的时候，注目的时候，你会不会发怨言呢？
Now let me suggest to you three things that we can do in order that we may live a life that is pleasing to God.
下面我给大家三点建议，使我们的生活可以讨神的喜悦。
First, we need to practice gratitude.
第一点，我们一定要感恩。
Rather than grumble, we need to be grateful.
我们不要发怨言，我们要有感恩的心态。
Somebody mentioned about the difference between gratitude and grumbling.
有些人找到了感恩和埋怨的区别。
Someone who is grateful appreciate for everything that was received.
感恩的人呢，他感谢他所接受到的一切。
But a grumbler will complain for everything withheld.
一个发怨言的人呢，埋怨他得不到的一切。
Gratitude is rooted in humility.
感恩呢，它的根，感恩的来源是由于谦卑。
Grumbling is rooted in pride.
发怨言呢，就是说你很骄傲。
Gratitude says, "This is more than I deserve."
感恩的人呢，说我根本就不配得这些。
Grumbling says, "I deserve more."
埋怨的人说我应该得到的更多。
Gratitude is the doorway to contentment.
感恩的人很容易满足。
Grumbling is the doorway to dissatisfaction.
发怨言的人呢总是得不到满足。
And gratitude travels on the highway of joy.
感恩的人呢得到喜乐。
But grumbling travels on the highway of gloom.
发怨言的人感到痛苦。
I like the response that one of the students in our Friday preaching group says when the speaker asked this question.
当有一个发言人有讲话者就是问了一个问题的时候，我很喜欢有一个同学的回答。
The speaker was asking, which is the best destination for vacation?
这个讲话者就问同学们说，你在这个假期中觉得最好的地方是哪儿呢？
And he responded sincerely and enthusiastically, BSOP.
他说 BSOP 是最好的地方。
That's contentment for you.
这说明他很满足。
Second, you need to practice surrendering.
第二点我们要学会
放弃。
第二点我们要学会放弃顺服。
Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, we are very familiar with this verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight.
箴言三章第五节说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可以靠自己的聪明，在一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Years ago, I heard a message by Dr. Charles Swindoll in which he says there are four disciplines that we need to cultivate in order to grow deeper in our relationship with the Lord.
多年以前，我听到一篇很有名的讲道，他讲了四点可以让我们有和神有更深的关系。
And one of them is surrender.
其中有一点就是要放弃。
We have to let go.Of our own plans.
我们必须放弃我们自己的计划。
Finally, practice praising others.
还有一点就是一定要赞扬他人。
First Thessalonians 5:11 tells us, therefore encourage one another, build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
So you 该彼此劝慰，互相建立。
We need to practice praising others, especially those who are our leaders.
我们应该互相赞美。
Rather than being envious of their position.
我们不应该去嫉妒他的地位。
Rather than picking on their weaknesses.
我们也不应该挑他的毛病。
We need to learn to appreciate what they do.
我们学会欣赏别人的优点。
Finally, Paul tells us, no testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it.
最后一点，保罗说到，你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
I like the translation that I use for the English version. It talks about testing rather than temptation, because this verse is not all about temptation alone. It includes trials of our life.
我比较喜欢用英文的这个版本的翻译，因为这个里面并不是讲的试探，它翻译的是试验或者试炼。
And for you Greek enthusiasts, it's the same word that you use for testing and trials and temptations.
在其他的经文里，我们也看到它用的不是试探，而用的是试验这个词。
Although one is intended to let you stumble.One is intended to let you stumble. 不在那边。The other one is intended to strengthen your faith. Never mind.
有两处经文也提到用的是试验这个词。
In conclusion, I'd like for you to spend a few moments to reflect.
我现在希望大家能够我们用一些时间来反思一下。
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself in the matter of pleasing God?
如果从1分到10分，你觉得你在讨上帝喜悦的方面你打几分？
What areas of your life do you need attention and help to overcome trying moments?And how may others, your brothers and sisters, help you along the way? And finally, what are some concrete action plans that you can take when you are faced with difficult, trying circumstances?
在我的生活中哪些方面我需要注意，我需要什么样的素质来帮助我在试验的时候能够战胜这些试验，同时在其他我的弟兄姐妹们也能在多大的程度上或者哪些方面帮助我。第三点需要反思的就是我有什么样的具体的行动计划来让我能够面对困境，来战胜那些试炼的时刻。
Let's spend a minute at least going through the first question. How would you rate yourself in the matter of pleasing God?
我们花几分钟来思考一下，特别是第一个问题。
And talk to GodHow you want to please him.
我们怎样讨上帝的喜悦？